okay, let's just open everything up now. We got the inauguration all set and ready to go. That includes school, by the way. New study finding that COVID transmission in schools is extremely rare. Of course, Warren, I heard that before somewhere. At any rate, maybe now they're going to pay attention to that. Education expert Gene Berg joins us. Good morning, Gene. So what do you make of this new study?
You know, I make of it as another form of government saying that they know what's better for your kids than you do. You know, I think we parents are smart enough to take our own responsibility. I mean, we wouldn't let our kids be around grandma and grandpa if, you know, if they had a cold or the flu, which, by the way, the flu, there's a 20% chance you can die from it. We're talking, you know, even if you get the corona, which, you know, I'm not negating. It's not a fun flu. My sister had it and some family members, and it's not fun, but there's a 99.5% chance of survival rate. So I think, here we go. It's just about control.
Well, it's also about money, isn't it? I mean, suddenly we're coming up with scientific studies, not that they weren't there before, but isn't it convenient that now we want to reopen the schools when school districts are looking at the lack of students, all these missing students out there after going online that they're not going to get paid money for?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, we've got a 60% failing rate right now. Virtual dropouts is what we're calling them. And it's basically because, you know, a lot of kids aren't even predisposed to being able to learn via an online remote setting. It's just, you know, it's a two-dimensional way of learning. And so we've got all these kids who are really struggling. And, you know, they need to be, you know, in front of a teacher. They need interaction. They need more of that kinesthetic type of learning so they can, you know, remember, you know, what's being taught.
What happens if the teachers refuse to go back? I mean, people are scared to death, and I know a lot of teachers who are petrified of going back into the classroom.
They've been the biggest people about, you know, against the idea of going back, Gene. So what are you going to do with them now? You're going to tell them to shut it down?
Well, you know, I think what's going to have to happen is parents, you're right. You know, I heard you earlier talking about the scare tactics that they put out there. And, you know, this is crazy. Listen to this. In Washington, in Pasco County, the teachers' union met with many, many concerned parents who wanted their schools opened back up because, you know, we know that this is rare for kids to catch it. And they likened opening the schools to white supremacy. So now it's about race. And as they listened to these parents talk, they were talking about suicide and isolation from sports and their friends. And they said, well, you know, we're not concerned. This is just another form of white privilege. And so you've got people coming at these parents. Now you're telling them not only are you scaring the teachers and you're scaring the parents, now you're turning it around and making it all about race. So this is ridiculous.
Yeah, well, good luck getting the genie back in the bottle on this one, huh? Gene, always good to hear from you. Thank you. Appreciate it. That's education expert Gene Burke here on News Radio 740 KTRH.